Welcome back to Stupid State Stories, where we chronicle the chronic catastrophes of coercive governance. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Megan. And today we're talking about something that gets me harder than an economist who actually understands praxeology.
Jesus, Megan, we're 3 seconds in.
What?
Today's tale of tyrannical overreach, occupational licensing, or as I like to call it, mother may I for adults with actual skills.
Nothing says consumer protection like forcing someone to beg the state for permission to braid hair or fix your transmission.
Let's start with the obvious absurdity. In 1950, about 5% of workers needed government permission to do their jobs. Today, try 30%. That's not an evolution. That's an explosion of bureaucratic bull butt bombs.
And it's not like consumers were dying in droves from unlicensed hair braiders in 1949. But somehow, somewhere, some state senator's wife got a bad perm, and boom, now you need 1,600 hours of training to touch someone's scalp.
Speaking of scalping, let's talk trades. The state will actually license your air conditioning guy, but not your politician. I can't get my air handler fixed without government-approved credentials, but any smooth-talking sociopath can vote to send kids to war.
Well, to be fair, mechanics actually provide value. But seriously, if I want to trust my boiler to Bob's backyard sweatbox service instead of state-sanctioned Steve's, that should be between me, Bob, our insurers, and OnlyFans. The market has this crazy mechanism called reputation. Maybe you've heard of it?
Novel concept. Now, aircraft maintenance. Here's where the statists start clutching their regulatory pearls. But Chuck, they say, planes could crash. Yeah, they could. They could also crash with licensed mechanics. United Flight 328's engine failed. Parts rained down on Denver neighborhoods. Guess what? Licensed mechanics signed off on that plane.
The beautiful thing about markets is they create incentives for actual competence, not just compliance. Airlines don't want their planes falling out of the sky. It's bad for business. Shocking insight, I know. But when your primary skill is navigating bureaucracy instead of, you know, keeping planes airborne, you get regulatory theater instead of real safety.
Then there's the crown jewel of licensing lunacy, medical doctors. Now, before the hate mail floods in, I'm not advocating for back alley brain surgery. The American Medical Association has been running the most successful cartel in history, and they've convinced everyone it's for our own good. But also, if a group of consenting adults want to do brain surgery together, they can pick the venue that works for them.
They've got licensing so locked down, it makes OPEC look like a free market paradise. Want to know why healthcare costs more than a Senate cocaine habit? Because supply is artificially restricted by licensing requirements that have more to do with protecting incumbents than protecting patients. Well, also because demand is wildly distorted by a disconnection between consumers and payers, and also because of tax-subsidized, overly restricted employer-tied insurance schemes, unnecessary tests and procedures, complete lack of price transparency, FDA drug approval delays, and Medicare and Medicaid debt-fueled transfers. But yeah, also restricted competition.
Fair points. The AMA literally lobbied to shut down medical schools in the early 1900s. Not because they were unsafe, because there were too many doctors and competition was cutting into profits. But sure, it's all about patient safety.
How about those geographic restrictions? A gynecologist licensed in New York can't practice in New Jersey without jumping through more hoops than a circus poodle. Apparently, human anatomy changes at state lines.
Now, here's where it gets really ridiculous. Hair braiding. In some states, you need more hours of training to braid hair than to become an EMT. Think about that. Saving lives? 150 hours. Weaving hair? 1,500 hours. Nothing protects consumers like forcing immigrants to spend thousands of dollars learning about chemicals they'll never use.
It's almost like these requirements aren't about safety at all, but about keeping competition out. Weird how that works. Established businesses suddenly discover a deep concern for consumer welfare right around the time new competitors show up.
Here's the thing statists never grasp. Markets already provide validation. It's called reputation, reviews, referrals, insurance, warranties, and a dozen other mechanisms that actually work. When's the last time you chose a restaurant based on their state license versus their Yelp reviews?
Exactly. Uber and Lyft created safer transportation than licensed taxis ever did, using nothing but ratings and reviews. No government inspector needed. Just market feedback and liability incentives. Turns out people don't want to get robbed or crash, so they reward good service and punish bad service. Revolutionary stuff.
Professional associations, industry standards, certification programs, all of these can exist without government coercion. The difference is choice. With private certification, you can choose your standards. With state licensing, you get whatever the political process produces, which is usually the worst of all possible worlds.
and private standards actually evolve. State licensing is like regulatory priapism. Once erected, it never changes except to get more restricted. Private standards adapt to technology, consumer preferences, and market conditions. Government standards adapt to, well, whoever has the best lobbyists.
Insurance companies have skin in the game. They actually care if your doctor is competent because they have to pay for malpractice. The state licensing board, they just care about accumulating power, fees, and avoiding bad headlines.
So here's what we've learned today. Occupational licensing is a protection racket cosplaying as consumer protection. It's incumbent businesses using government force to keep out competition wrapped in the rhetoric of public welfare.
We don't need permission to work. We need validation of skills. The market provides that through reputation, certification, insurance, and good old-fashioned customer choice. The state provides barriers, bureaucracy, and benefits for the well-connected.
Every licensing requirement is a barrier to entry, especially for the poor, immigrants, and anyone who doesn't have the time or money to navigate regulatory mazes. It's economic exclusion with a government stamp of approval.
Want real consumer protection? Let people choose their own level of risk, hold service providers liable for their mistakes, and let reputation and market forces sort competence from incompetence.
Until next time, remember, the state doesn't want to protect you from bad service. It wants to protect entrenched power. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go get my hair tangled by someone who actually knows what they're doing, legal or not.
I think you mean braided.
I know what I said.